Mark, the most serious question I have for you is that intro that Mark Mageau just played, do you use that in curling? Because if not, you should.
I don't, but when I heard it, I thought, I got to get my hands on that. So I'm gonna have to talk to Mark after the show.
Oh, buddy, could you just imagine that? They introduce you and you pull that out? That'd be awesome.
That would be great. I should have that everywhere I go.
You totally should. That's why Mageau is the best in the biz. He always finds music that relates to our guests. Now, starting
it,
next,
it has to be a wrestling promo, though, if it's from Mageau.
Oh,
that's where it's got to be from.
It actually is. Mageau, who is the wrestler? Was it Mr. Kennedy?
Yeah, his name was Mr. Kennedy for a while. So I've been waiting years to use that theme.
That's perfect.
Now, 24 teams are going to battle it out, the fourth annual Direct Horizontal Drilling Fall Classic at the Crestwood Curling Club. And you guys are, with Cooey, looking to defend your title third year in a row. 24 teams, that's quite the size spiel.
Yeah, it's a good spiel. We've loved this one over the years. DHD stepped up. This is their fourth year as title sponsor. So we love playing in it, and the event just seems to be growing every year. This year they've got quite a few good teams. I know John Morris is coming and Reed Carruthers, and it's a pretty stacked lineup. So hopefully we can have a good week and win another one.
Now, Mark, this is part of this world tour, and I'm just looking down at there's stops all over the world. How many of the stops on this tour will you guys make this year?
Yeah, well, the World Curling Tour has certainly grown over the past few years. We're going to play about 12 stops on the World Curling Tour, and then we've got some other events such as the Canada Cup and the Brier, which are separate from the tour. But over the years, you know, it's grown. It's certainly gained a lot of popularity around the world, and there's more money and more teams, and it grows and grows. So we're actually really lucky to have such a great tour right now, because it's helping everybody get better and better all the time.
You know, your sport has changed so much because it's become now a full-time gig. And I know some people at the grassroots level feel it's hurt curling. I'm not invested enough in the sport to know if that's true or not, if it's sour grapes. Because it's like any sport, the elite of the elite rise to the top. And, yeah, you do have to commit and you do have to sacrifice. And it doesn't mean you're guaranteed to have success.
No, you're right. And I know we've talked about this before, Jason, but we have two people in curling, the ones that love the traditional Brier type event where you're cheering for your province. And then the other side of things where we want to see it grow on a professional level and have teams making good money and competing on tour around the world. And so, you know, the sport, it's still an amateur sport, but it's certainly growing at a professional rate. And the sport's just getting better and better. And there's more and more opportunities, which results in younger, fitter athletes and better curling and more TV and more sponsorship dollars. So we really are watching a sport grow worldwide right now. And it's great. If you love the sport of curling, it's great.
Now, with this specific event, did you say there were 24 rinks involved?
Yeah, so this is a 24-team event. A lot of our other World Curling Tour events are, you know, there's sometimes as many as 32 and sometimes as few as 16. So it can vary between, you know, those three size events. And this one's 24, which is the perfect amount.
So of these 24 of the event in Edmonton, how many Alberta rinks are we going to see here?
Ooh, good question. You're probably going to see 7 or 8 Alberta rinks. You're going to see a few from BC. I know we've got a few from Saskatchewan. We've got some international flavor too. I know the Japanese team Morizumi is going to be there as well. So a pretty good mix of teams from Western Canada with a little bit of international in there as well.
Yeah, I think there's a team from China and South Korea as well in this tournament.
Oh, there you go. That's right. Yeah. Kim from South Korea and the Chinese team as well. They like to come over here for at least the fall to play 5 or 6 events. I mean, Canada is still the center of the world when it comes to curling. So a lot of the international teams come over here to get the best ice and play the best teams so they can get ready for their world championships and the Olympics as well.
Mark Kennedy joins us defending Brier Champ, world champion, also looking to defend their title for a third year in a row at the DHD Fall Classic. It goes this weekend at the Crestwood Curling Club. It starts Friday night, or starts Friday morning, 9 a.m., 12:34, and 7:30 are the draws. Then Saturday and Sunday with the final going at 2 p.m. on Sunday. Tickets are dirt cheap. They're $5 a game. The event pass for the entire weekend is $25, or you can get a day pass for $10 if you're looking to go to the events. Now, Mark, we talked about, you know, Canada being the mecca of curling. Is Alberta still the toughest province to get out of?
Yeah, it's definitely up there. I think Alberta and Manitoba over the past 10 or 12 years have definitely been the most difficult. You could put Ontario up there as well. We just seem to, you know, have great curlers and great junior programs. And I think it helps a lot of the young curlers in Alberta that they get to play against the, you know, used to be the Furbies and Martins. Now it's the Cooies and Botchers. And, you know, excellence just breeds excellence in this province. And there's no shortage of talent and good teams these days.
So who will you be opening up against?
Our first game is against a young team from Saskatchewan by the name of Brady Sharback. So the one nice thing about this World Curling Tour, and this Crestwood event is a great example of it, is it's a good opportunity for a lot of young teams to come out and kind of cut their teeth. Mm-hmm. You know, they might not get to a Brier in the next 5 years, but they can just throw their entry fee in and come to these top-level events and play the best teams in the world. And there's no better experience for them than that. And this is one of the premier events for that at the Crestwood, who put on an absolutely great show for us every Thanksgiving weekend.
Now, Mark, you talk about developing the sport and growing it, and you're getting more and more people. For this type of tournament, what's the format? Is it double knockout? How do you go to, in a short 4 days, determine with 24 teams, get down to two?
Yeah, good question. So curling has a bunch of different formats. This one's a triple knockout.
Okay.
So there'll be two teams that qualify out of an A event, two more teams qualify out of the B, and then you'll have four teams qualifying out of the C on their last life. And then those eight teams will go into a single elimination quarterfinal, onto the semifinal, and then onto the final. So it's a good format because really you just have to win three games before you lose three games, and that'll get you into the playoffs. And once you're in the playoffs, it means you've cashed a check and made enough money to play the next week.
Now, looking at your draw, handicap the whole field a little bit for us, but I'm looking at your draw, and I've got to admit, these names I don't recognize. Maybe it's some of these younger teams that you talk about. I'm seeing Thomas, Hartung, Kim, Lismore, Morizumi, Meacham, Sharback, you mentioned, and your rink. Anybody in there that you go, yeah, this is a heck of a rink?
Well, it is tricky. The Thomas team, that's the team we played in the provincial final last year to represent Alberta at the Brier. Mickey Lismore was in there as well. I think they finished fourth place at the provincials last year. So a couple of good young Alberta teams. Meacham and Sharback, good young Saskatchewan teams. Sean Meacham was one game away from representing Saskatchewan at the Brier last year. And then you got the Kim team, which is South Korea. You got Morizumi from Japan. So, yeah, maybe names you don't recognize, Brownlee, but definitely names that we're aware of. And like I said, almost all those teams probably have an average age of 25 and, you know, just looking to come out and have some experienced games. And the way they do the format, which is nice, is there's probably five of the top 10 ranked teams in the world at this event, mm-hmm. but they spread them out over the draw. So you'll see John Morris is at the top.
Yep.
You'll see Reed Carruthers in there as well. So we don't all play each other right off the bat. It gives a good, you know, it's kind of spread out over the draw, and hopefully the top teams will meet each other towards the end of the week.
Now, Mark, last year we saw massive changes in all the teams, and I know it was because of the Olympics and everything like that. Pretty status quo this year. I haven't seen. Has there been much movement?
No, there's not much. We're right in the middle of an Olympic cycle with the Olympic trials coming up next year, but there was a couple. Team Canada from last year, John Morris and Pat Simmons, that team broke up with Carter Rycroft retiring and Nolan retiring as well. So John's actually back with Jim Cotter from British Columbia. And you'll see Pat Simmons now with the Brendan Botcher team out of the Saville Center here in Edmonton. So that's probably your biggest change. Other than that, pretty much status quo until the Olympics are done next year.
And looking through the tour stops, this is not the biggest payday on tour, but it is one of the bigger ones. And, you know, first place, $12,000, second, $9,000, and so on. There's a chance to make some real money here.
Yeah, it's good. And with the lesser amount of teams, it also helps. You can kind of divide the payday a little bit amongst everybody. It's good. Anything, you know, we'd love to see the money grow in curling. Mm-hmm. The Grand Slam events now, there's seven of those for us, and the winning payday at those now are $30,000. So we are seeing the money increase a little bit. These tour events that can range somewhere within $10,000 to $15,000 for first place, you know, it's still going to get a lot of the good teams out to play. And, you know, if you can win a few of those over the year, you've at least covered expenses and justified playing another season. So it's good. It's good.
Mark, we really appreciate your time. Best of luck going for the three-peat starting tomorrow night at the Crestwood Curling Club. And I guess the most serious question is there any sort of briar patch similar to, at this
Oh,
event?
Yeah. That's what makes the Crestwood such a great club. They redid their bar about 5 years ago. So it's a great atmosphere upstairs. The beers will be pouring, and it'll be a great time. And I look forward to seeing you guys there on Monday for the finals, right?
Might have, actually, the Crestwood's pretty close to my house. Might have to check it out.
Might have to stumble over and then stumble home.
Moderation, Kennedy, moderation. That's what I've learned at my age.
That's right. Yeah, that's a smart lesson learned. Thanks a lot for your time, guys. I appreciate it.